We only did one pasuk, but we didn't even learn all the farshim. We got sidetracked with Noiv Givayin 50. This idea, this new idea, at least new to me, this idea that David HaMelech, he actually witnessed the glory of Shiloh and our idea that that is a major, had a major effect in his life. It doesn't say this anywhere, to the best of my knowledge. And it is it's maybe too much of a chiddush to say. You can't just say your own chiddushim without a makar.
I have a question. When he was born, they thought he was a mamzer, right?
Correct.
So who would take him to Shiloh?
It's not a kasha. He went to Shiloh. Why not?
He went as a young kid?
What do people do those days? A mamzer is also chayv in mitzvahs. A mamzer is chayv in all of the tayag mitzvahs. No exception. He's even chayv to get married. He has to marry a mamzeris. Okay, but
it's
One more that slogan. You can hear so well over here. Sprinza.
Bas Yosef. Yuspa.
Okay, so we're learning this is for. Lila Nishmas.
Yes.
Okay, so we learned today Mr. Alan Gross is observing yahrzeit for his...
My wife's grandmother.
Your wife's grandmother. Sprinza. Bas. Yosef Yuspa.
And then I have an aunt also,
Fruma Bas.
Binyamin
Halevi.
Yes.
Fruma Bas Binyamin Halevi. May their neshamas have an aliyah. May their neshamas have an aliyah. Forst, Norman Forst, Nachman Ben Charna. Okay, he's in the hospital in Calvary. We mentioned that yesterday. He used to come to our shir very often. He used to come at night all the time, and he needs a refuah shalema. And he's all alone. It's not good to be alone. Loneliness is not a good thing. Loi toiv heyos adam levada. Okay. Alright, so over here, possibly page 542 says, we spent yesterday learning over here Rashi and the Mitzudas. Let's see what it says in some of the other commentaries before we go on. Pasuk Gimel, let's look at the Radak, just a few words. Kain Bakodesh Chazisicha, Kain Kemo Hatzamei, Kain Esavele Lachazoischa, Bemak Makodesh, Velos Uzucha, Shuha Oren. We did it, I think. Alright, let's actually go further. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Dalit is ki toiv chastecha mechayim sifasai yishabichuncha. Your kindness is good mechayim, and my lips will praise you. Let's see pasuk Dalit in Mitzvah David. Pasuk Dalit says ki toiv chastecha mechayim. We say the ki kol toiv chastecha minisina sachayim hu leman. All of the goodness of your kindness from the time of life, of birth. Leman is so that yishabichuncha sefasai beodi to go and my lips should praise you. Ki lulei zois lamuli chayim lezeh esavel yos mamakam hamukdash leman asha beichachosham. Then let's see Rashi. Rashi says Cain. There is no Rashi on this. Okay, there is no Rashi, but the Mitzvah stuff over here is saying something which is a tremendous chiddush. The whole purpose of life is for one thing only, is to praise Hashem. You would think the purpose of life is, is to learn Torah, is to make money, is to control other people, is to have pleasure. No, this pasuk says a chiddush. The entire purpose of life, the reason why Hashem gave a human being life, is so that the human being should praise Hashem. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabba. This sheds light on why we say Kaddish. A person leaves this world, he now is in a state of being where he can no longer praise Hashem. If the whole purpose of coming into this world is to sing Hashem's praises, so as long as a person is alive, you can sing Hashem's praises. When the person is no longer here, his neshama, you know, that's it, it's over. How then can he live on in this world, achieving the purpose of life when he's no longer here in this world? Is he leaves over children. He leaves an impact in this world where other people take over his role in this world, his purpose in this world. And what is that? They praise Hashem by saying Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabo. That is the ultimate expression of praise. May Hashem's name be glorified. The dibur. What do we do for Avelim? Okay, we learn. I mean, you do a mitzvah. You learn. There are many, many things. But the most basic thing to do is to say Kaddish. I know people today. They tell you, no, you don't have to say Kaddish. You know, don't fight. Don't fight for the Amud. Don't fight. Just give in. He doesn't need it. And you know, if you learn Gemara, you learn Mishnayos for the neshama, and you do Chesed and you give Tzedakah. It's just as good. In fact, it's even better. Listen, no one came back to tell us what goes on there. So who's to say anything, right? We have just to follow what have emunas chachamim. But one thing is, you can't deny the fact that there's no. You don't find an obligation to learn Mishnayos, an obligation to give tzedakah, an obligation to daven for the amud. Those things are fantastic. Absolutely out of the ballpark home run, wonderful things which we all do, and we're all told this is what you do, and that's really all that counts. But the facts do speak for themselves, is that what a Yosayim, what he does, and when he doesn't have a choice, and what his most elementary obligation is to say Kaddish.
That's exactly the point. That's the basic.
The basic.
Minimum.
But when you learn, okay, I'm going to make a Siyum HaSechta. Did you ever see someone come make a Siyum HaSechta and he didn't say Kaddish? You know, after we finished the HaSechta, you know, let someone else say the Kaddish. You know, I learned the Gemara, I learned the Mishnayos, I'm very happy. You know, is anyone here in the room who wants to say the Kaddish? I'm not in the mood. You don't see that.
Why not? I mean, why should he say the Kaddish?
Because
he's saying it's for his chosen, his own. He's
listen. Okay, but why is he making? We you go to a base oval, they give you out, they put in front of your face the chart with all the Mishnayos, learn Mishnayos. Okay, you're doing it for the Nister. These things, okay, we're doing these things for the. These are all wonderful things, and they even tell us that these things even have more power than saying Kaddish. I'm not coming to deny that, but yet. The basic bare minimum is to say the Kaddish. Why? Why did Chazal institute such a takana? I'm suggesting that it's because of this pasuk. This pasuk, at least according to what the Mitzvot David says, ki toves, and not just this pasuk. Obviously, this is just it brings out a concept. David here says ki toiv chastecha mechayim. It is an interpretation. It's a chiddush that the good kindness of you, Hashem, that you've done to a human being by giving him life is for what purpose? For what purpose? It is for Sifasai Yeshabichuncha. That's how he learns the pasuk. The purpose, the kindness of Hashem giving a human being life. Hashem gives a human being life that is an act of kindness. He brought a human being into this world. What is the purpose of this kindness? It's that a human being's lips should utter words of praise. When a person dies, he's no longer in the category of chayim. He no longer has that chesed of Hashem of chayim. So now, it's over for him. He no longer has the opportunity of sifosai yishabichuncha. So what did Chazal say? No problem. Just because you're not alive in this world anymore doesn't mean you can't continue to fulfill Sifasai Yeshabichuncha, your children, they will continue. They will praise Hashem. And their praise is credited to your account because you brought them here into this world. And you raised them to say Kaddish. You raised them in a Torah way where they're going to respect you and they're going to say Kaddish. So the Sifasai Yeshabichuncha, the words of praise that children say after a person is no longer b'chayim is really the way to preserve the chayim. Okay, that's our idea from this Mitzudos David.
I think it's a better raya.
Yeah.
The very last words of Tehillim. Kol ha-neshama, the halel, kar haluka. It's not only human. Everything. Every rock, every tree, every...
every neshama. Okay, but the person is the...
That's the end. call on the neshama.
But that's the neshama in the next world. We don't know what goes on in the next world. But what about in the? Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's true. But this pasuk, look again at the words of the mitzvah. He's talking about over here the gift of life. The words are Ritzon Elomar, ki kol toivas chastecha minisinas hachayim. The entire blessing, the goodness of kindness that Hashem has bestowed upon humanity by giving life. Life here means life in this world is who leman, so that yishabechuncha sifosai beodi, my lips should praise Hashem while I still exist. So I'm expanding upon that. Ki lulei zos lamali chayim ulzeh savel yos b'makom shamukdash leman ashabecha chasham. And therefore, I'm suggesting when a person's life comes to an end, how then can he continue? Yiskadal v'yiskadash mei rabba. There are people that are expanding the kaddish. You know, in Baal Kriya, this is something that always haunts me. This halacha, this idea is that you see sometimes in shul where people who are saying kaddish, they approach the Baal Kriya, and they ask, you know, I'm saying kaddish. Have you outside? I want to say the Kaddish after Kriya Satoira. Okay, but you see people do this, and some shuls, they actually, the rabbi encourages this. So,
it belongs to the Baal Korei.
You're saying a Kiddush. You're saying it belongs to the Baal Korei.
And I've seen that it belongs to him, and it's his right or privilege. If he decides to have somebody else say it, he has that right, because it belongs to him.
So I'm not aware of source. I forgot all the sources. Okay, you're saying a chiddush that it's his. You're saying a whole different din, that it's his payment for his service, instead of giving him. In the Hamptons they used to give 20 years ago in the Hamptons. I heard Hamptons, very rich people there. They heard that they were paying $300 a week for a Baal Kriya. That was 20 years ago. So I assume with food and lodging, and I assume, yeah, it's true. Well, they'll put you up, and they'll give you, you have a wonderful Shabbos there, and in Hamptons, good food and lodging, and you get $300 to come late. That was 20 years ago. Today, post 9/11, post COVID, they'll probably pay you probably $1,000. Okay, for a week. So you're saying, in addition to the money, a perk. You get a perk. It's your entitlement. I heard something very different, and this is very controversial. Is ad kadei kach, it goes so far that let's say the Baal Kriya is an avelus. He is an avelus. So we have now a gabbai. We're in trouble now. We have over here a baruch walked in. Now we're in a lot of trouble now. Okay, let's say I heard ad kadei kach. Let's say there is a Baal Kriya. Okay, what I'm telling you now is shaloi kahala or shaloi kaminog Yisrael is a Baal Kriya, and he's an avelus. He is not allowed to say the kaddish. Oh, how do you go from mikotza la kotza? You Rav Dov is saying it's his entitlement. It is his right.
Is he being paid to do it?
Yes, irrelevant. Pay, not pay. That's irrelevant. But who says the kaddish? So why? Why? Because there's an entirely different approach to this kaddish. Entirely different approach. Which yesh v'yesh.
Is this the kaddish
of Yes. What's the whole different approach? Because some there's a very chashuv sefer on avel. It's called Das Sefer. It's called Das. What is it called? Das Sefer. No, I'm not sure it's the right name. It's a very. What? No. It's not. It's a modern sefer. He brings this down, is that the Kaddish after Kriya Satoira was, it's the reason why you say Kaddish is Pasha Pshat is to be Mavdil, a Mafsik between the Kriya Satoira and what comes next, the Maftir with the Haftoira, basically it's a Hafsoka, it's a way to be Mafsik, and, okay, so what we're saying the Kaddish to be Mafsik, who gets to say it? So some learn that this was established that it's said on behalf of the people who have died, who have no one to say Kaddish for them. This is a Kaddish, it's a Chatzi Kaddish, it's not a Kaddish Yosem, it's a Chatzi Kaddish, but it's said as an aliyah for the neshamites of those people who have died, who have no relatives, and no one's saying Kaddish for them. So if a person is an Ovel, and that requires a Kavana, When you say Kaddish, part of the Kaddish is to have Kavana, who you're saying it for. It's important. And if a person is in Avelus for his own parents, and he's now saying the Kaddish, it's inevitable that he's going to steal it. If he's in the mode of saying Kaddish for his father or his mother, and I'm now the Baal Kri, I'm saying the Kaddish, I'm just going to have Kavana when I say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabbah, may my father's neshama and aliyah and the zechus of acknowledging and praising Hashem and the people answering Amen. That's just the way it goes. That's the human condition. You're going to steal it for your own parent. So therefore, you cannot say this Kaddish because you're a ganef, and we don't trust you. And therefore, someone else must say this Kaddish. What is another very practical nafkamina if you accept this, which I don't think people really accept this idea, and then you see this, you know, been around the block, you've seen this a number of times, is where a person has yard side, or a person is in Toich Yud Beis Chodesh, and he approaches the Baal Kriya and says, you know, I have yard side, can I say the Kaddish after Kriya Satoyer? Because I have yard side today.
According to this logic, it makes
it worse. Also, you're a ganef. The Kaddish after Kriya Satoyer is miyuchud for the people who have died and no one is saying Kaddish for. You're not allowed to steal it. And Adarabba, the only one that we can trust that will say the Kaddish with the right kavana for those neshamas who are all alone is someone who has no ulterior motive. He's not saying Kaddish. He's not saying Kaddish, so now you're laning and you're saying, so you say. Now this is an idea, and this is cited. It's cited in some of the Svarim on Hilchos Avelos. It's not commonly accepted to be the correct, because you do see Maisim B'chol Yom. You definitely see Maisim B'chol Yom where people do approach a Baal Kriya and they make a request, and the rabbi allows it. Okay, Baruch. What? That is for the people who don't want to say Kaddish for? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Okay. The Baal Kriya. So you didn't do it. So Dr. Dove is saying that he's saying a chiddush. He's saying you must have a makar for this. Is that it's the entitlement of the Baal Kriya. It's like a perk. It's his right. He's the Baal Kriya. He reads the Torah, and part of reading the Torah is he says yiskadal v'yiskadash. It goes. It's his domain, and no one can chepa with him. No one's allowed to go and even dare ask him the question.
And it might well be.
But let's say the Baal Kri didn't was an Avel. You know, don't be a ganef. We trust you. Don't be a ganef. Okay. No, I've seen this in Young Israel.
You're probably not even thinking about it necessarily because it's a chazi kaddish.
It's a chazi kaddish, right? You don't finish off. It's not the classic. It's a mafsik. He's saying the kaddish to be mavdil, to separate between the parsha and what comes next. So it's not being said as a, you know, for avelim. It's an idea. Okay, I am part of the Torah. You know, I remember my father, Shul Young Israel, there were different tekufas. There was one tekufa where people were really into this. They were saying Kaddish, and they were making demands of the Baal Kriya to let them say the Kaddish. My father, it's not going to make a fight about this. You want to say the Kaddish? Okay, on the other hand, I remember in Chaim Berlin, during many, many years ago, there was a person, an older person, and he was an elderly man, and he was very weak, and he had a very low voice, and you know, everything there is like, you know, standardized, like everything is very, you know, chick-chock, everything has to be, and he approached the Baal Kriya, and he basically, the Gabbai, and he told the Gabbai, I'm an Avelis now, he wasn't a youngster, I don't know who he's saying Kaddish for, maybe it was on a yard site, I don't remember, and he asked the Gabbai, can he say the Kaddish after Kriya Satoira? And he was like an elderly person, and he had, even when he said the Kaddish in general, you can barely hear a word what he said. And and the Baal Kriya, you know, it's a very big room. And there's a certain, you know, the Baal Kriya lanes, you hear his voice, and it, right away, Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. It's a big, big place. And the Gabbai, I remember the Gabbai's look on his eyes. I was watching him ask the question. And the Gabbai tried so hard to, like, say to him, you know, it's very good, it's very nice, but you know, here we just don't do that. No one ever did that here. No one ever did this. One of the lanes after he makes the bracha, The Baal Kriya, he says, Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. Someone's going to have to wake and come up, say the Kaddish. We just don't do that here. We've never done this here. And it's nothing personal. He tried so hard to tell him no. And he was so insulted. He was so hurt. It was just like, the whole conversation was a bizarre conversation. The Gabbai was trying so hard not to insult him. And this person, he really wanted to do it so much. And he was just so hurt. I'm wondering if the Gabbai knew how hurt he was, maybe he wouldn't have let him do it. I don't know. It was during the weekday. This wasn't Shabbos. This wasn't Shabbos. This was like, whatever, the 50, 60.
It sounds almost as ridiculous
if the middle of davening, wanted a Chatzi Kaddish or whatever, somebody would say, I want to say the Chatzi Kaddish.
You're right.
It's ridiculous.
Slow that bring down. The elder should say the Kaddish to make a difference. Yeah, some people have a difference. If he's there already,
Yeah, on a weekday when he gets the shlishi.
To walk up and say, he's saying a chiddush, because he got shlishi. You're saying a chiddush that if the person got shlishi, you're saying, if the person got shlishi, he's already there, so they don't say the Kaddish. Okay. You see also by bar mitzvah boys. Some bar mitzvah boys, it depends who trains them. Some bar mitzvah boys, it's very hard for them to, all different types of bar mitzvah boys. Some of them learn the whole parasha, some learn the Haftarah, some just learn the last Aliyah Shvi with Rachamim. Everyone is different. So sometimes you see bar mitzvah boys don't say the Kaddish. Not because of any halachic reason. It's just like, enough, adkan. And someone by the bima there, whoever it is, says the Kaddish. It's a whole different concept. Okay, we're just going on getting...
Really, a shliach for the one who has the aliyah. Really, he should be laying it himself.
Is that true anymore today? That's a big chiddush.
Yes, it's true.
We
say the person who gets the aliyah doesn't know.
It's a very you're touching upon a very complicated topic. Meikar hadin time chazal. It seems that the one who got the aliyah, he's the one who leaned, and also they had shiva oilim, and not everyone even made a bracha. There was seven who came up to read. The first one made a bracha, and the last one made a bracha acharina. The way we do things has changed dramatically in so many different ways. You have to the poskim, they stop and ask, can we really? How far can you go and draw from the way it really the way it was originally to the way we do it today in psak halacha? To go back to in the Mukar. The bottom line today is, there's an Oile who makes two brachas, and there's a Koire. That's the way we do it today. It's true, it used to be the one that got the Aliyah is the one who leaned himself, and it didn't even make a bracha. How far does it go? I don't know. It's very, very complicated. And, I once came across something that I told this to you once. It blew my mind. I had to have the safe. I might even have the safe over here. It's a very, very choshev safe on Kriya Satoira. It encompasses everything. And one of the chapters, he asked like five, I don't remember, maybe between 5 and 10 questions. Very strong questions about that were in halacha, in lamdis, in halacha. The way we do Kriya Satoira today doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense based upon the way it was done originally. And he asks really strong, powerful questions. And then at the end, he says a chiddush nifla. And the chiddush nifla answers all the questions. But sometimes you're so smart, you outsmart yourself. What is the chiddush nifla? You're not going to believe what he says. In the Iker Hadin, the way we learn today, the Baal Kriya should get all seven aliyahs. The one who leans is the one who makes the bracha. V'zehu. That's the way it should be. And like during COVID, that's what they did during COVID. During COVID, it was extremely common in the beginning of COVID, okay, before they put up the glass mechitzas in the middle.
When Mossad came out that he should stop for the seven aliyahs and make the brachas, he showed us that according to seven children.
What'd you hear?
They made seven aliyahs.
Yeah.
And he actually made brachas.
Right.
He didn't do one in the beginning.
No. Oh, okay. No. During COVID, it was very, very common. When the minyana began to begin, where the Baal Kriya got all seven aliyahs. The Baal Kriya made 14 blessings. It was very common. This is the Psak Halacha. The Baal Kriya laying all seven. Some shuls, they started doing that. The people who made the brachs from far. There was another controversial Psak. Is that they called them the person from far away. He made the bracha in his seat. And then he leaned. I don't know if everyone agreed to that Psak. There's Makaris to that as well. But there were many shuls with the Baal Kriya. All seven aliyahs. Would you believe it? All seven aliyahs. Unbelievable. So in this sefer, I have it here or at home, I don't know, he says, Me'ikar Hadin, the one that leaned, that's right. That's the way it should be. So why then do we call up people to get an aliyah? You're not going to believe what he says. They're calling up, it's a make-believe, it's a show. We're calling up a person to be moitzi the Baal Kriya with the brachas. And that's why the Baal Kriya goes, Amen. What?
You're going the opposite of what I said. I said the Baal Kriya is being a
shliach. No.
You're saying it the other way.
For the brachas. For the brachas. Is that in order to give cover to people, we call them up, and they, you know, you be moitzi, Shemeya Ka'ine. Shemeya Ka'ine. The Baal Kriya listens to the brachas. Really, the Baal Kriya should make the brachas, because he's laning. But you know, I don't want to be a chazer. I don't want to be a chazer, take all seven aliyahs to myself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll make a pshara. I'll call you up. You make the bracha for me. I'm going to be yoytze my obligation to say a bracha with Shemeya Ka'ine. Unbelievable, huh? So like exactly the complete opposite of the way we look at it. We look at it is that really the one who gets the aliyah should lane. But the Baal Kriya is being moitze the oileh with Shemeya Ka'ine. They're looking at a kosher Sefer Torah, and the Baal Kriya, the one that gets the aliyah, he's making the brachas, and he should read the words inside. I don't know how to read. I didn't have time to prepare. Okay, I'll do it for you, and you'll be yoytze to the Kriya with Shemeya Ka'ine. Just the opposite. If you, sonny boy, are not going to read what's inside the Torah, you don't get an aliyah. You are not getting an aliyah. If you want an aliyah, you have to read it.
Does a blind person get an aliyah?
I think they do.
Yes.
They do. And that was what the heter of COVID was, is where you sit in your seat. You sit in your seat from far away and you make the bracha and someone leans. A sumer can get an aliyah, so what difference does it make if he's by the bima, not by the bima?
I mean, I saw it myself.
What difference does it make if you're on across the street on a rooftop? Across, I'm telling you, every rule in the book was broken when it came to COVID. When it came to COVID, I know where I daven, Rabbi Shmirman Shul, so he was in Avelis. His father died. His father died at the very beginning of COVID, from COVID probably. I don't know. He doesn't even know for sure, because they didn't let him to the hospital to see what's going on. They were very, very tough. And his father died very quickly. And he was in Avelis during the worst time of COVID. And the block that where his shul is, Baruch Hashem, is a very, very firm block. Almost every single one there is Shemesh Shabbos. And they had a minion. I don't think he missed one minion. And how was the minion done? He went to the roof, and all the backyards down half the block.
That was a
mamish. Tremendous coolness. And every day he davened on the roof. Even people on the other side of the street, the other block, it's like a mamish. He made a minion like a maze. Put together a whole block of people in different houses, different, even on Shabbos.
My son and Eretz Yisrael in the Mavo, everybody was on their porches, but they got 10 people spread apart downstairs.
In one place. Okay, that's a hiddur. Yeah, but this, he didn't do that. This, I guess you can't even see him. I know, but he's there. We know he's there. He calls in. We know he's there. Like, wow, like such a whole mamish, like a mamish maze to put together the whole block together. I went on for months like this. And can you imagine he didn't miss 1 minion? He didn't miss 1 minion during this entire time. It's remarkable.
That was the best they could do.
It's remarkable. It's remarkable that you can get together every single day from a whole block of people. Everyone was mamish separated, a different domain. In any event, so this is a tremendous, it's the opposite of the way you look at Kriya. So Kriya we look at is the one that gets the aliyah is, I'm making the brachas, and the one who's reading is being moitzi me with Shemeka. Pum fakert. The ikur person who gets all seven aliyos is the Baal Kriya. And the people that are called up are coming to the Moitzei him with the brachas.
So then surely the Kaddish belongs there also.
The Kaddish, let me ask you a question. Who does the Kaddish really belong to, I would assume? The Baal Tzila.
No, he's not.
This is the big dilemma. Is Kriyas HaTorah a chelik of Shacharis? Or is Kriyas HaTorah an independent service?
Why is the Kaddish needed?
To be mafsik. Every time in the davening, when you go from one section to the next, you have to separate them with a clear distinction, a clear mark. Correct. When the Kriyas HaTorah, in order to separate Kriyas HaTorah from the next part of davening, during the weekday, it's Asher Evolution. You have to make a separation, so you say Kaddish. But the question is, it really comes down to this to a degree, is Kriyas HaTorah a chelek of Shacharis, or is it independent? L'may nafgamina, Shabbos Kiddush. You're not chayv in Kiddush until you finish Shacharis. If you finish Amavorich Hasamo Yisrael Bachar, you say Kaddish Sholem, and the rabbi gets up to give a Dvar Halacha, are people allowed to go out, go and take and eat? Let's not eat breakfast. Before in camp, when I was in camp, Magen Avram, the children, after they finish Shachris, Amavarech HaSemo Yishol Bashalom, they said Kaddish Sholem, break! The whole camp went to the dining room. They still do it? Oh, yeah. The whole camp went to the dining room and they served milk and cookies. Okay, today they probably serve them. It's not called, you're not going to say camp anymore in this generation. It's called a hotel. You send your children to a hotel for the summer. Not camp. You can't say the word camp. A hotel. So you go down there. And what would we do when Mug and Avram? They would make Kiddush. Everyone came in. And Rabbi, I remember my sax, Zichron Levracha, he would make a melodious, beautiful Kiddush. Who needs Kiddush? Who needs Kiddush? You don't need Kiddush, L'chaira. Kiddush, the obligation to make Kiddush begins after you finish Shacharis. Shacharis is not over until after Kriyas HaTorah. And if it's not until after Kriyas HaTorah, so why then do you not allowed to eat? L'soichlu al hadam. But you already daven Shmona Esrei, so it's the perfect moment in time to eat without making Kiddush. I daven Shmoyne Esrei. It's no longer begedel leisoichelu al hadom, and I'm not yet finished Shacharis. If I didn't finish Shacharis, so the obligation to recite Kiddush did not yet begin. That's assuming that Kriyas HaTorah is not in halacha a chelek of Shacharis. The article sitter disagrees. We always talk about the article sitter. If you look in the article sitter, you look in Shabbos, when you say Av HaRachamim, and you look at the top of the page, it says Shacharis.
Right. What are you supposed to put in?
Put nothing. Kriyas HaTorah. Put the word Kriyas HaTorah. Or put nothing. It's not. Who says it's Shacharis? Who says it's Shacharis? Who says it's Shacharis? According to the article sitter, L'chora, you can, after Shemona Esrei, you can eat without making Kiddush. And indeed, many people actually hold this to be halacha l'maisa. I think in Ger, they have a minute that before Kriyas, they learn for 45 minutes. And many of the Shtibloch, of the Ger Shtibloch, they learn for 45 minutes. And many people there, they have coffee and cake, even cake. They have coffee with no Kiddush. No Kiddush. Oh, what are you talking about? No Kiddush. You just finished Shemona Esrei. Hey, Shacharis is not over yet. And until the obligation to recite Kiddush does not begin until Shacharis is over, and Shacharis is not over until the end of Kriyas HaTorah. If that is the case, my challenge to you is, if Shacharis is not over until the end of Kriyas HaTorah, L'chor, the one that should say the Kaddish when Kriyas HaTorah is over should be the Baal Tefila. Because he's...
You said this Kaddish after Shacharis was over.
There
was already that break. We were in a new
set. I'm just making...
You switch Baal Tefilas here.
It's not an ideal thing to do.
And Shacharis and
we do. Is that the ideal thing to do? Was It's not optimal. It's not the ideal thing that we do, but L'man HaShalom. We break some rules. We break some rules. L'man HaShalom. People want to, you know, people are observing yard side or avelos. So we do, but it's not, L'chor, it's not the ideal thing to do. Hamas, okay, that's another thing. Hamas chil b'mitzvah oim lo gemar. We have, when it comes, it's a shulchan aruch, a sim shulchan aruch, everyone who always talks about this, the one that says selichos is the one that should daven shachas. So madach, right, till the end, even the whole day. Even the mayor before, the mayor at night. Okay, so you'll tell me there it's different, it's true, there are many, many reasons, it's a big, big sugya, there are many, many reasons for this, but on the simplest level, the Baal Tefillah is the Baal Tefillah. It's a consistency, it's a certain presence. This is the Baal Tefillah for today. You jump around, you juggle the Baal Tefillah, there's something that's lacking.
Why do they say Kala Shalom after Shabbos before laning? Shalom, it means that you're ending Shabbos.
Tiskabel, more precisely, why then do you say Tiskabel Tzeloi Sohain? It's a very good question. That would seem to indicate that this is the end, and Kriya Satara is an independent entity. It's a good question. It's a tough question. It seems that you can say that the Skabel Tzloi Son is going on the Amida Lifnei HaMokayim, but just because you finished the Amida and you said to Hashem, Tiskabel Tzloi Sohain Uva Usohain, davening is not over. There are different elements of what how Tefillah works. You're right, Elu V'Elu, you have to juggle this. So why then, look, everyone does a halacha. Listen, this is pretty common. You have someone who davens. I had this, where I daven, my father's yard site is on the first day Pesach. I'm not a Baal Menagin, and even if I would try, they're not so happy with the way I daven, so I'm not going to attempt to daven challah. I would daven, I have no problem davening challah. I'm trying to sing something, but shachris, but what?
Shachris till challah.
Yeah.
So you just switch for challah.
So, and also they have much, much better people who can do the halal in a much more beautiful way. So who am I to be a chazan, deny the tzibur a bakovedik a halal on Pesach? So I step down, I daven shachris until halal, and then I step down.
And then you go back up.
And then after the person finishes halal, who comes back to say the kaddish shalem?
In baseball, not you.
I come back. I return. And you show it's not even so simple. It's not even so simple. This is also the minhag ha'olam is that the Baal Tefillah, he returns to say the Kaddish Tiskabel and Hoyitzah Sefer Torah. He continues Shema Yisrael. He does the rest. That's the way it's done. That's the way they do it. You see that done all the time. It's not mukhra, it has to be like that. I remember we had a big sugi about this discussion. No, Hal is part of davening. That's what Pashat.
So he's doing
Hallel.
So he did it for the
Yom.
If you would have done it from the seat and had the choir standing upstairs in the gallery,
yeah, you're leading Hallel. There's a din of Hallel. Hallel needs a leader. It's not so. Even by the Seder night, even have three people. Hallel needs a leader. You need a leader. There's a person in charge. It's not so posh that you're allowed to do what we do. The whole world does it. They listen to Chavon all the time.
It's like no worse than the guy playing the guitar.
No, playing the guitar? No, that's already a breach of Messiah. Green? That's not so simple. This is a new thing which In the Mikdash, they didn't daven with instruments. They sang shir with instruments.
And there's no derabbanans in the Mikdash.
It was never done. Sing halal with musical instruments was never done in Orthodox Jewry. It was never done. It's a new thing. It's a new thing. Kalbach invented this.
The guitar thing is only a derabbanan.
Kalbach.
It's only a derabbanan.
What is a derabbanan? What derabbanan? What are you talking about?
They play a musical instrument on Shabbos. This is a derabbanan.
Okay.
In the Mikdash, there are no derabbanans.
Correct.
So that's why
In the Mikdash, the Levim sang shir with musical instruments for the Shira, not for the Tzvila, not for davening. Not for Tzvila. Hallel is not Hallel. No. L'chayra, everyone agrees that Hallel is a chelek of Shachris, of Tefillah. You didn't yet say Tiskabel Tzloysayin, for sure. You can't go say that Hallel is not part of Shachris. Traditionally, this not, to the best of my knowledge, was ever done. The only thing that was done...
Was Yashir?
By Psukit Zimra? No, with musical instruments?
Miriam with the top, it says my favorite of Miriam.
That wasn't during davening. It wasn't during davening.
They didn't have davening. This was the davening.
Listen, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. It's a new thing, which I'm very surprised. No one, there's no comment on this. People just, but it really has a lot of traction. It really picked up to a degree that's beyond. Shlomo Kalbach is the best, is the first one that did this. He did it with the guitar himself. Now they have Mamish Hall Orchestra. It went from just one person to now three people to four. Now some of these places, anyone who knows how to come with your, bring your flute, and everyone come stand around and they have videos, YouTube videos. It got way, way out of hand. And is this really tradition? Is this correct? I mean, reform, one of the big, big things of reform was they brought the organ into the shul. This was a big, big deal. And there's enormous amount of rabbinic literature. Are you even allowed to daven in the shul?
Why? What was the problem?
Tradition. Nothing more than tradition. Tradition.
The church had the organ.
They were copying the church. Chukos ha'amen.
So if they would have come in straight with guitars without bringing you this, may you not have had the whole fight.
Who knows? We weren't there. We weren't there.
A church would not approve the guy coming in with a guitar.
Who knows? We weren't there. We don't know what the dynamics are. You get a sense. You get a sense that it's a matter of preserving. It's more than just a musical instrument. There is a certain breach in Misora. There's a certain rebelliousness that's there. That's the sense you get. It's not just about the musical instrument. It's about, in the halacha, technically, is it right, is it wrong? It's about a desire to be mishane the mesorah. And once you start with one little thing, you go down the slippery slope, where are you going to find yourself tomorrow? Today, like, well, even with this thing. So, you know, Kalbach, he did it. No, it was very nice. You know, Kalbach is dealing with a different crowd. He's dealing with a different oilam. He did incredible work. Made a lot of people, Yireh Shamayim, he did incredible things. He listened to people who, he had a koyach, there's no question about it. He's an unbelievable person. And he did it in a very modest way. None of our business. I'm on your own business. But today, it's a different world. Today, you have a whole orchestra, and you have YouTube videos, and it's like almost, now it's becoming the Iker. It's like, look at the Siyam HaShas. So the early Yisim HaShas, there was no musical instruments, period. Then they had a guy in Madison Square Garden, one guy on the keyboard. One guy standing there on the stage with a keyboard. Like you take someone from a one-man band, you know, just playing on the keyboard on the stage, and one guy. Oh, you know, at 8:03, we will now have spontaneous dance. It's on the schedule. 8:03, spontaneous dancing. So the next, it was so amazing. So the next Siyam HaShas, oh, now we have like five people there. Then now the last Siyam HaShas, not only do they have the biggest professionals, the best singers, the most popular, they even showed on YouTube their rehearsal. The rehearsal. They have these incredible videos of the whole team, the whole dream team of musicians preparing. Preparing weeks in advance what they're going to sing. Okay, it became mamish. The Tafel became the Iker. The Tafel. Now you see Mashas, Gvaldik, Adarabba. This is very nice. But you see what happens. You start with a little thing before you blink. Oh!
How else are you
going to
get the people to come?
Who's, you know, see, that's a very big problem. They really think, to the people who really think, oh, you have to be, why don't you try it the other way around? See what happens. Everyone is so schwach, so weak. If you say boo, they go off the derech. Really, every person, and every mechanich is not able to be mavdil between the children that need tender, loving care, and some kids can use a good zetz. It's the society. It's society.
They used to cut for the yeshiva dinner, and it was a piece of chicken and whatever. Now it's got to be a
steak. Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to attract the crowds.
Now that's a different thing, but being tough. Who says everyone is, you underestimate the resilience and the koyach of people. You think every child, if you say boo, he's gonna go off the derech. Really? Why don't you give a kid a frask?
Give you back.
No, not necessarily. Not every kid will give you back. Some kids will take it and they'll become great people. Got to be a mumcha. You got to be a mumcha. No, some of the parents will give you yashar koyach. You got to be a mumcha. You got to be a mumcha. You have to know what every different strokes for different folks. Mm-hmm. And it's very sad that today everything is one size fits all. And everything is lowered to the lowest common denominator. You go to a wedding, you sit around the table. What happens? The conversation descends to the lowest common denominator. You get out of the table, go in the oil on people that can talk to you in Maisa Merkava. And what are they talking about at the table? Trump. Why? Because there's one guy there, unfortunately, he can't talk to you about the Daf Gemara. And he talks politics, so all the Rosh Hashivas have to also go down to the lowest common denominator and talk. It's a chaval that everything today is one size fits all and goes down to the lowest common denominator because we live in the global village where everything is, you know, everything is public, everything is seen. That's the way it is. What are you going to do about it? Let's go weiter. Kitoiv, now, so we discussed Pasuk Dal, talking about giving praise. Pasuk K, let's just do some sum over here, we're running out of time over here. Pasuk K, Kain, A, I will praise you in my lifetime. In your name, I will lift up my palms. In the time of Chazal, it's clear as day the way you would daven, the proper way to daven. Can you imagine walking into a shul and the davening Shemona Esrei, and everyone has their hands raised like this?
There's one guy in my shul who's always
saying. You would think you're in a church. Did you do that? This was the tzura of tefillah. This was the tzura. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that today. That person has to be stopped. You're not allowed to do it today. It's awesome to do it. You can't fight with people. You can't fight with...
You don't want to tell them.
This says that you're not allowed to do this then because this is the way the goyim, they copied us.
Hallelujah.
They copied us. And when they copied us, they won. They won. And now someone that does that is suspected to be one of them. So therefore, it is usur. It's not accepted to do this anymore. But this was the way it was done in the time of David. And David, he's right, describing how he... If you would see David today, if you would see a videotape of how David davened, you would say he's not Mishalanim. He's not Mishalanim. Okay, if you would see the Vilna Goyin, and you would see his Hanhaga, the Vilna Goyin, you would say, this is not Judaism. This is not Judaism. Follow my Seraph. Follow everything it says in my Seraph. You'll say, what kind of religion is this? And the Vilna Goyin, Mamish is like a Tana. Right? Go see what it says in my Seraph, his Hanhagas. It's Mamish, different religion.
They had a roundtable discussion on one of these religious shows where they had, you know, priests, Jews, and one of the priests said they believed that if Yoshka came back today and they wanted to watch him pray,
put on his towels and kill
him.
It's true.
That's
all he knew from. Kate, over here it says, B'shimcha, in your name, Esau Chapoy, I will raise my palms. Mitzudo is David Pasik, Pasik, hey. Kain al vorechacha v'chayev, 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 v'chayev. So the Mitzvah of it says that the only time you raise your hands, you have to know the actual correct Tzurat Tefillah is when you say Hashem's name. When you say Hashem's name, that's the time to raise your hands. Rashi, Pasakei, Kein Avorecha V'chayoi Kimo Oz. Ki Oz Misar Geminan Uvchein. Interesting, over here says, then, Oz, when I return to the Mishkan, right now David over here is running away from Shaul, and he's in the Midbar Yehuda, in the midbar of Ziph, and he's running for his life. And David is begging Hashem, I desperately yearn to return to the Mokom of the Shechina, to Kiryas Yeorim. That's where the Orin was located. I want to be in your presence. And Oz, when I return, then Avarechacha V'chayoy, I will praise you with my life. Doesn't say the word Oz in this passage, it says the word Cain. Rashi says a beautiful Yisoy that the Targum of the word Oz is B'chein. You have to go look at when you have a chumash. What does it say in Oz Yosher Moshe? What's the targum of the word Oz? Parashas Shalach. Here we go. B'chodesh Hashlishi, where is it? Yisrael, in the wrong place. Oz, Targum, Pasuk Aleph, Bechein. Never knew this. Bechein. Oz, the Targum of Oz is Bechein. Now, think about it. When you say on Rosh Hashanah, it's one of the most popular words. It's Esther Amalka. Uvechein ovoy el hamelech asher loy chados. And what do we say in the Nusach of Kalman over here is about Tfilah, about Musaf? How many times do you say the word Uvechein? Uvechein, five times? And in the beginning, three, four, different. There are different Nusachos. Three, four, five. What? Of Kalman, in your Nusach. He davened Musaf for many years. Three times? How many times? Three times or four times? I think it's three or four. Three or four. Four times. Four times. Uvechein. So what is Uvechein? Uvechein, he's saying over here, is really an Aramaic word. That is a translation of the word Oz. Oz, that's a very rich word, because that word Chazal Darshan Techiyas HaMesim. Oz Yashir Moshe. Oz.
That's the first thing
they say. And also it's eight. Gematria Oz is eight. Oz, and eight is always the word of Lamala Miderech HaTeva. When the world comes to an end after seven, the number of seven, you come to eight, it's a Hechad Madrega, the number Oz. So over here he's saying Cain, Rashi says beautifully, he said Kamo Oz, Ki Oz Mesar Geminan Uvechein Klemmer Oz Kisha Avoy Lefonecha Avor Rechecha Kol Yimei Chayoy Meshimcha Esa Chapoy Lehispalil Lahalel. I will raise up my hands to you to pray and to give praise. Notice Rashi and the Mitzudas are very different. The Mitzudas says only when you say Hashem's name. Rashi says no, the entire tefillah is when your hands are raised high. Okay, that's very, very torture. Someone told me, I have a friend who told me that when he was a child, he was abused. Okay, Rabbi said, someone told me that when he was a child, someone took care of him. And when he was bad, what was the abuse? They told me you have to stand by the wall and with your hand raised. Try to do that for a long. How long do you think you can keep your hands up like this? It's not like it's right. So for a minute, it's no big deal, right? Like exercise, yoga. We are holding anything. Aaron, right? That's what it says by Moshe. Aaron v'chur tamchu biyadav. So he says, big right? What's the big deal? People do this. They go for exercise. They pay people a lot of money. You go to the gym. You raise your hands. See, how long do you raise your hands for? For 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Go try to raise your hands in that position for 5 minutes. It's torture, mamish, waterboarding. It is torture. You put your hands down, I'll shoot. It's torture. It's in a very, very painful exercise to keep your hands raised for a prolonged period of time. And as Rav Kalman said, now you have an appreciation of what it means. Moshe, by Melchemes HaMolek, Moshe raised V'chasha Yodim Moshe Yodoy V'govar Yisrael V'chasha Yoniach Yodoy V'govar HaMolek. What's the big deal? So why did Moshe put his hands down? You try it. You try to keep your hands raised. There's a war going on. This war is going on for a very, very long time. Look what's going on in Ukraine. The war is there going already for a year. Go keep your hands raised for a prolonged period of time. So Moshe couldn't do it. Even Moshe couldn't do it. Moshe went to Shemayim for 40 days, 40 nights, did not eat, did not sleep, did not eat, did not drink. Yet Moshe couldn't keep his hands up for a prolonged period of time. A Pella. No, it was after. What, a Melchemes HaMolek? Okay, so it was before. Okay, you bring a good point.
Yeah, but it says,
I don't know. I don't know. Tamchu biyadav. L'chayra ain mikra yoytzei midei pshutai. L'chayra ain mikra yoytzei midei pshutai. Obviously, means many deep concepts. Okay, for sure. There are a lot of every word of Torah is full of depth and concepts. But l'chayra is this pshut shel mikra. Moshe Rabbeinu, he kept this his, and so he couldn't do it.
He wanted to show Klal Yisrael that because he went up on the mountain so that he was a vantage point where everybody could see Moshe. He was visible for everybody to look. And when he put his hands down, he saw things turn. He wanted them to see.
Inspiration, to look up. It's an inspiration. You look to Shemayim. You look to Shemayim. It's this is so David over here. It's just a small difference. Look at what the difference between the Mitzudas and Rashi. Rashi says that during the entire Tefillah and Halal, and the Mitzudas says only when you say Hashem's name. Pasuk Vav, Kimo Chelev Edeshen Tispa Nafshi V'Sifsei Rinonos Yehalol Pi, like fat Chelev and Deshen. What's the difference between Chelev and Deshen? I don't know. To me, it's all the same. Let's look at the Mitzudas. The Mitzudas Tzion. He says Deshen V'Shuman. There's different types of fats. There's the kosher fats and the non-kosher fats. Chelev is usually the non-kosher fats. Shum is the kosher fats. That's what it means over here. It's just poetic. It's poetic. It means different repetition in the words. Just like a person that enjoys high cholesterol and enjoys... The rule of dieting is very simple, Rabbi Isai. If it tastes good, it's not good for you. That's the rule. That's the rule. That's the easiest rule to diet. Just take eat whatever you want. Whatever you want. But if you notice that it tastes good, you shouldn't be eating this. You don't need to go look at labels and look at calculate numbers. That's all you need to know. So here it says, commercial tisma, never. Yeah.
By Shlomo, it says in his famous
Tefillah,
it says, and also he was bending he was on his knees.
Two things. You're on your knees and your hands are raised.
This pasuk, it says
Wow.
And then
exactly what Shav Kalman is saying a chiddush, that the word avarechecha, besides meaning to bless, it also means the knees. You're a barech, miloshin a barech of a knee, that when I return to Hashem, I'm going to get down on my knees and I'm going to raise my hands high. And that is the tzura of prayer in its ideal form. Again, we don't do this today because the goyim have adopted this. And therefore, if a person would do this today, people would suspect that he is a member of that society, is infiltrated into our synagogue, and it is not acceptable to daven in such a tzura today. But this is the ideal way. Let's say over here, the mitzvah is David, the pasuk of commotion, this one never shall be the deshna king, this one nafshi, imihalapi, as Hashem baharbe, lishoina, shall different expressions of praise. Okay, let's see Rashi, pasuk vav says, usufosai, visifsei, Rinonois Yahalel Pi Lashoina Shall Rinonois, and my lips will be filled with Rinonois, different expression of praise. Kimo Vahi Chloret Sofa Echos Dimitargaminon Lishon Chad. The word is Lishon. There is a lot of Sofa. Over here he says the word he's going with Sifsei. So Sifsei is translating is a language. Languages of praise is a chiddush. He's saying over here that he's translating the word not like lips. I translated the word sifsei means my lips. Hashem sifosai tiftach ufi yagit hilosecha. Open my lips. What does the Mitzudas Tzion say? Sifsei inyan amiru kmo sofo echas. So he's also coming to agree with Rashi's with what we're saying from Rashi, and in this context, it's not what it means. In this context, it means a language, or a form of speech, not lips. A form. How do you know this? Because it says that before the Torah Haflagah, there was Sofa Echos. There was one language. The whole world spoke one single language. Dimitagimina Lishanchat. All right. So we're up to pasuk Zion. We're going to stop here. Mir Tashem on Monday. We're going to go pasuk Zion. Hopefully, we'll have more time to prepare, so we can go a lot faster and not get sidetracked in things that we really shouldn't talk about at one of the Navi. All right, I'll take a very short break, and then we'll discuss some in Yonim on the Parsha. We have an amazing two Parshios.